For 30 years, musicians from the Washington, D.C. area have gathered every Saturday to play the blues. In the past decade, they met in a little building by the railroad tracks in Maryland. But that shop lost its lease, and the group needed a new home. WAMU's Michaela Lafrac sat in on their last jam.
There are a lot of places to go see great musicians in the D.C. area, but none are as devoted to acoustic blues as Archie Edwards Barbershop. The group's headquarters is a dingy, wood-paneled room that feels kind of like a clubhouse for adults. There's a bunch of mismatched chairs, an old fridge full of soda and beer, and a deer head mounted on the wall. About 24 musicians filter in and start tuning their instruments. They don't play for an audience, just for themselves, and whatever passersby happen to pop in. The group's name comes from its founder. Archie Edwards was a great blues guitarist who ran a barbershop in D.C. Every Saturday, he'd invite blues musicians to come jam with him.
He was great. And I was like, oh, wow, I want to be like that when I grow up.
Miles Spicer is a guitarist who used to hang around the barbershop in the late 90s and early 2000s.
And being the neophyte that I was, it was just a humbling experience. He was that good. Well, now we're running with it.
The it he's referring to is this weekly jam. Edwards died in 1998, but his friends and admirers have kept the tradition alive. They mostly play acoustic Piedmont blues, a type of syncopated blues that's flourished in this region. The musicians are young and old, black and white, talented and not. People take turns playing solos on everything from harmonica to bones, a percussion instrument. After they play a few songs, the group's president, Willie Liebel, explains why they lost their lease.
The zoning got changed to high-density housing here, and so there's going to be some, you know, townhouses and condos. So we kind of saw the writing on the wall, but we just ignored it as long as we could.
He says he has no hard feelings towards the developers. This is just what happens.
And it was just through luck and, I guess, slow development that we stayed here so long. I know something's going to turn up.
Other group members, like guitarist Judy Evans, aren't feeling as zen about it.
Oh, it's sad. We've been here 10 years. And when I started coming here, it was a transition time in my life with a sick parent I was caring for, and so, you know, I have an attachment to this physical space.
She says she's trying to have faith the group will pick up in a new spot soon.
It's just a wonderful community, and it's like the blues. It's, you know, your heart and soul.
One of the things the group will miss most about this building is how you can hear the trains rumble by. There are lots of great blues songs about trains. Liebel leads the group in one last one.
Come back to the station, train is going outside, mystery train.
Nearby, Archie Edwards' old green barber's chair sits empty in the corner. The group saved it when the shop closed, and they plan to bring it with them to wherever they land next. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lafrac.
And this update, after months of searching, the Archie Edwards blues musicians have just moved into a new home.